known that noodle.
This gives the name Cooter. Never heard of him.
Yes, and he cooted in the pond, like a turtle, and he do it in the pond, like, you know what they do. But then no, he turtle, they did the tail, they say, quite long the turtle.
Oh, is that the difference?
Yeah, he got notches all around, it's like a, like a turtle, something
Oh, the kind of thing that you find crawling around the bottom of a branch. It crawls.
What, a pennywagon?
And it's got claws. When you turn it over on a rock, it'll swim away backwards.
You talking about a crawfish?
Yeah. Do you ever hear another name for that?
No, if you wait.
Now, what do you call this thing that looks like sort of like a crawfish, but it lives in the ocean, and I love them? Ooh,
shrimp?
Yes. You like shrimp?
No, I don't like it. I don't like them.
Oh.
No, ma'am.
I like them, some kinds of shrimp, not all kinds. Now we're going to talk about the little insect that flies around the night, alight at night. What do you call that?
Town fly.
And what do you call that one that lays eggs in your wool clothes? And eats
chinches?
Eats holes out of your clothes in the summertime.
What they call them, moths.
Or what, let's see now, what flies around a light that has, at night outdoors, that has its own light in its tail?
A bug.
Mm-hmm. What is that bug called?
Lightning bug.
Yeah. Any other name?
No.
Oh. Now, I don't know, this one is really a dilly. But it's something that reminds me of a butterfly, and I always see it when I go to the pond or the branch, and it'll just light right on top of the water. And mother used to say it was a sign snakes were around.
Snake doctor.
A what?
Snake doctor, they call it.
Yeah. Now, what kind of a stinging insects do you know, Nance?
Wasps.
Wasp, anything else?
Yellow jackets, bumblebees.
Here's one, it talks about the kind that builds a big paper nest.
A hornet.
You ever find any hornet nests?
Oh, yeah, no, I used to belong, I'd go across field, woods or something like that. A great big sword, something like that. You know, they got a hole inside, go up in there back.
Mm-hmm.
You have it fixed up all right.
Aren't they smart?
Oh, yes, ma'am. And you bring in one of them nests, you better be going, too. They all through the woods, yeah. They like somebody to hunt them.
I don't think I've ever seen one.
You one was on the road there last year. Mr. Green car was rolling over there, with a stump over there, and got into one over there. That's it last year.
Well, while we're talking about things flying, how about those that bite you at night and carry malaria?
Like chinches?
No. And they go.
Oh, mosquitoes.
Mm-hmm. Now, is there another word for chinch? Is that what?
Red bug, they call them. Yes.
Now, what do you call those that get in your skin and raise welts when you go blackberry picking? Is that what you?
No, that's a red bug.
Yeah.
Red bug.
And chigger.
Yeah.
Red bug and chigger.
Yeah.
What are the insects that hop along in the grass in the summertime?
Grasshopper.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard them people call them hoppergrass?
Yes, I'm sure.
Who would call them hoppergrass?
When they're young, they would call them hoppergrass, and they didn't get to the fly, you know, the grasshopper.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Mm. Oh. What do you call a small fish used for bait?
Minnow.
What is it that this little insect will spin, and he'll spin it across the room or outdoors, and you'll walk into it and it'll be little threads? What do you call? And you can't see it.
A spider web.
A part of the tree that's underneath the ground.
What, the heartache?
No, the part that's underneath the ground. You have to dig up the what?
Roots.